Good morning and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week on the song, This Little Light of Mine. We talked yesterday about how important light is in our lives from a physical standpoint and how it's been there from the beginning, how in Genesis 1 and verse 3 that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So on the first day, God made light. And then we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 7 of how precious light is to the eyes to see, how we can see the beauty in God's handiwork as we watch the sunrise or we watch the sunset, and we're able to see the moon and the stars, and how He's provided light for us from a physical standpoint. But we really want to delve into the spiritual applications that we can grab from the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine. And if you have your Bibles with you this morning, you'll turn to Matthew chapter 5. Will be our main passage, Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14, where it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So, from the very beginning of the song, as we sing that little children's song, it starts off with, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." So we should ask ourselves the question, why should we let our light shine? Well, for one, we're commanded to. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, Ephesians 5 and verse 8, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." So we see here in Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is talking to us, and he's talking to the church of Ephesus, and he's talking to us, and we're given the command to walk as children of light. Well, why do we need to walk as children of light? Well, we just read that in Matthew chapter 5 in verse 16 where it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." How we present ourselves, and if we're letting our light shine like we're supposed to, it's going to allow others to see our good works, and it's all for the glory of God, so that God may be glorified in all the things that we do. That's why we need to let our light shine. Now, this doesn't just apply to us showing good works to people that are outside of the church. We have an influence on everyone that we come in contact with, whether it be our spouse, our children, co-workers, extended family, you name it, we have an influence on everyone we come in contact with. And so it's important that we let our light shine. Well, so then we're given the question here, in what ways can we let our light shine? Well, I think a lot of it comes down to how we live our lives. You know, what do people see when they see us going through our everyday lives? Are they seeing a person that's just always on fire for the Lord and just doing the right things, always wanting to do the right things, always wanting to work and do what they need to do? Or they can just see our light shining bright. Or they see someone that they just don't want to be around. If we're being the kind of people that we need to be as Christians, we're going to draw people to us. We're going to be like magnets. People are just going to be drawn to us because our lights are so bright. And they just want to follow and see what we're all about. And so how we live our lives is such a big factor as we let our light shine. Another way that we can let our light shine is just in how we treat people. And that's a big thing too. How we treat others plays a big part in a way that we can let our light shine. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, it says to honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So we're to honor all people. We're supposed to be respectful to all people and treat everyone with dignity and respect. You know, the golden rule, to treat others as you would have them treat you. So that's another way that we can let our light shine. Also, we need to be workers for the Lord. We can't be idle. If we're going to let our light shine, we've got to show people that our lights are shining by being a worker for the Lord. We've got to have that heart of a servant. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." We've got to have that heart of a servant for us to truly let our light shine. And we got to realize that it's just not about me. So there's that first part of the song where, as we're studying this week of This Little Light of Mine, and you think about that for the rest of the day, This Little Light of Mine, as you go throughout your day, think about, you know what, hey, I'm going to let my light shine today. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope to be able to speak to you again tomorrow, Lord willing. Hope everyone has a good rest of your day, and God bless. Thank you.